Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon. On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
All right, welcome back to the show. Good day, everybody. So glad you're with us. It's Wednesday, and as we like to do on Wednesday, we bring in Dee Dee Hansen of The Growing Place. She is a licensed marriage and family therapist. And last week, we began a series on boundaries. Cloud and Townsend, in their book Boundaries, define boundaries as anything that differentiates you from someone else or shows where you begin and where you end. If used productively, boundaries serve to protect individuals and their rights. Now, last week, we discussed the types of boundaries. We discussed human bodies, possessions, and time. We're going to move on to geography, privacy, and moral standards and ethical behavior. Dee Dee, welcome to the show again.
Thank you.
Yeah, so boundaries. You know, we discussed this a little bit, but it's no different than... And the boundaries are things that you're saying that we can control. Some we can control, some we can't.
Some we can. We have to honor them. We have to acknowledge them. And if we want to live productively, we need to incorporate them and use them wisely. Mm-hmm. You think of, you know, why do people end up in prison? Is because they thought boundaries were not important.
Right.
I can do what I want.
And just to very briefly recap, human bodies, we discussed kind of somebody violating your physical, mm-hmm. even your physical space maybe, or mm-hmm. touching you or grabbing mm-hmm. you, or even in a way which may be in a way which is meant to be gentle mm-hmm. and tender, maybe giving you a pat on the back or something like that. And we control that. We need mm-hmm. that's one thing. Our possessions. Mm-hmm. And I think you discussed, do we control our internet use, our
yes.
iPhones, these kinds of things. Time, which I find the most, for me, it's the most important thing we have because it's really finite. It's really limited.
Yes.
And plus, it could end at any second.
It can.
So the time is extremely valuable.
Yes.
Let's move on to, unless there's something you wanted to add.
No, you summed it up beautifully.
Geography. Geography is a boundary that we, sometimes we have control over, sometimes we don't.
Well, you know, I think of my 9th grade geography class. Mm. I had to learn the name of every nation of the world, their boundaries, mm-hmm. and their capitals. And since then, geography has really changed.
Mm-hmm. Because you remember any of that, by the way?
I remember some of it, yeah. but I know that now in Eastern Europe, it isn't anything like mm-hmm. I was taught.
Right.
African nations have shifted around.
Right.
But the basic idea of boundaries are, in terms of geography, if anybody's ever traveled to Canada, Mexico, Europe, when we cross a boundary, we come out from under one country's authority and we go into another country's authority, into their space. And it says in the book of Acts that God is the one who has determined the times and the boundaries of the nations, which I also find very interesting. But geography can have a lot more than just international travel. There's the geography of my home, and there's something on file with the county that says this is where my land begins and my land ends. And it's interesting that God uses geographical terms to describe sin. He calls it a trespass.
Okay.
And most of us think of trespassing as a geographical boundary, but here God uses it to show that it's also a moral boundary or an ethical boundary. So our geographical boundaries are really important. And you mentioned personal space, and that can be considered a geographical boundary depending on what culture you're in.
Mm-hmm.
We know that, for instance, when we are inside the geography of an elevator and people are crammed in, it's quote-unquote okay to violate somebody's personal space because mm-hmm. you have to.
Right.
And everybody kind of dissociates and looks up at something and tries to tolerate it.
Yeah.
But if you are in an empty room and you walk up to somebody and stand as close to that person as you did on the elevator, they will feel like you're violating their personal space. So there's the sense of geography there as well.
Yeah. Yeah, when you said that, I immediately thought of the presidential debate between George Bush and Al Gore, when Al Gore just walked over and stood right next to George Bush. It looked awkward. It looked like he was trying to – it was like an invasion of his space, and it was taken appropriately as kind of being inappropriate and wrong to do. And, yeah, when somebody intentionally goes and does that, what do we learn? Because we're going to be talking about some seminars at the Growing Place or having – we'll do that in the next segment, so people might want to stay tuned for that. What kind of things – practically speaking, are people talking about when you use the term geography in terms of a boundary? When somebody comes in and says, I'm having an issue, and you say, ah, yeah, that's a geography boundary. What is it? What would it be?
Well, you know, and this kind of goes in with privacy, mm-hmm. but, you know, children are given their rooms mm-hmm. in a home, and their room kind of becomes their domain with mm-hmm. limits, of course, right. with boundaries. And the older they get, the more freedom they get. Mm-hmm. So let's say a mother goes in and cleans a child's room when the child is 2 years old, but now the child is 16. And the child is sitting in front of the counselor and saying, my mom thinks it's okay for her to come into my room and look through my stuff and go into my closet and look in my journal. And as I said, this kind of touches on privacy too, but mm-hmm. it's also a geography issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times people have interpersonal problems because they're not acknowledging or honoring someone else's geographical boundary, you know, mm-hmm. like spouses snooping in each other's cell phones.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Or
stuff like that.
Yeah.
That cell phone has a geographical boundary.
Uh-huh.
And it has a privacy boundary.
There are privacy boundaries. You know, we're going to a break right now, but just one other thought I want to have on that. And then we're going to discuss the boundary of privacy, which again, will probably relate very well to what we're going to go to next. We're speaking to Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place. If you want to give her a call to set up an appointment for some issues you may have, give her a call at The Growing Place, 588-0448. We'll tell you about a seminar that's taking place with The Growing Place in the month of February and March, right after the break.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio.
Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes.
This is Live Local Talk.
We have been discussing boundaries with Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place. We should let you know that starting very, very soon, in fact, I believe this week, it is the a DVD series to improve your relationships, Introduction to Boundaries. It starts on Thursday, February 2nd, and runs through March 23rd. And it's at 6:30 to 8 o'clock every evening. And it's $200 for $120 for individuals and $200 for couples. And the facilitator is Connie Nicholas, a certified life coach. No obligations to call to learn more and see how maybe this might be something that will help you and your relationships. 518-5859. We are talking today specifically about right now privacy, and it dovetails nicely with geography, dovetails nicely with privacy. I was thinking, as you were saying, Gidi, about even in a marriage, I know sometimes you know, you'll be taking a shower, for example, and a spouse needs to come in and, you know, grab a brush or grab a hair dryer or leave something in there, and there's almost there's even though you're married and presumably you know what you look like, it's still sort of an invasion that sometimes is going against a boundary with some people. Although other couples will look at that and say, that's perfectly acceptable. I have no problem you coming in. Others do.
And we're going to get to that when we talk about marriage rules and roles,
uh-huh.
because there are boundaries within a marriage.
Yeah.
And let's say the boundary within the marriage you're talking about mm-hmm. is that when someone's in the bathroom and the door is closed, you don't go in.
Mm-hmm.
That's the boundary,
yeah.
even if you're the spouse.
Right.
And certainly if you're the child
mm-hmm.
or the visitor or the sibling or whoever
right.
you are. And so, yes, that can feel like a boundary violation, while with other families or couples, it's okay.
There's no, obviously, I know the answer, there's no hard and fast rule. Everybody's different.
Right. But privacy, you know, you think about it, even with our the 10 amendments to the Constitution, mm-hmm. we have a right to privacy. Mm-hmm. It's a very important freedom, I believe. And I think it's important to instill in children where you teach them you don't ask people private questions, you know,
right.
age appropriate to the child.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't go snooping in other people's stuff.
Yeah.
And your privacy will be respected depending on what your age is.
Okay. Yeah. But I think when it comes to kids, there's certainly, there's a certain difference to a degree.
Because we have a responsibility.
There's a responsibility involved in it. When does it get to be, there also becomes a situation where it becomes, there's a difference between privacy and paranoia. You know, a woman is convinced her husband is cheating on her. She's convinced. There may not be any facts to it, but you know what? I got to look through this because I am convinced that this is the case. And so she's violating his privacy.
Unless they have the rule that it's okay to look at each other's cell phones or
right.
whatever. Yeah, that would be a really good jumping off point for counseling mm-hmm. right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then his complaint may be, I have no privacy. She's
right.
into everything.
Right. And there's no justification
and
for
it. And she has no trust in me.
Right.
You know, so definitely that can become a big mm-hmm. boundary issue.
Mm-hmm.
And the other side is if we misuse our privacy, we lose it.
Right.
For instance, a 14-year-old has been told and has the phone set up so they can't go to pornographic sites.
Right.
That's the parents' rules for the family. That's mm-hmm. the boundary. And they figure out how to overrule it,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to all the sites that are forbidden. Well, as a consequence of that, in every boundary violation, when you learn to keep boundaries, comes with a consequence,
mm-hmm.
Which Connie will teach beautifully. She's a great teacher.
Mm-hmm.
If the child violates that boundary, the parent may say, okay, you lose your cell phone.
Yeah. But there's even in that situation, there's even bigger issues that have to be dealt with beyond that. Because
yes.
if somebody wants to get in, they'll find a way. There's a will, there's a way. So in that case, the possession is just a vehicle for a bigger problem.
Yes, yes, yeah. it is. But not every kid will. Some kids
right.
will stop right there.
Right.
And they'll go, you know what? I want my cell phone. I want to text. You know, sexting, which is sending nude pictures of
right.
oneself to one's peers or just putting it out there in the cyber world, is also a reason that kids get their phones taken away.
Right,
So there's a consequence usually for boundary violations. If a person constantly violates someone else's privacy, they will lose the trust of that person.
Right, right.
Yeah.
We want to mention, too, again, it's worth repeating, again, The Growing Place is putting together a seminar which will take place in the months of February and March on boundaries. And Gidi, there's so many topics here. I mean, you've got 18 of them that we're going to go through and just briefly highlight. How will somebody know which of the seminars they want to go to? I mean, there might be one in particular that really focuses on their
issues. Well, you go to the whole series.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the whole series. And as I say, this one at The Growing Place is focused on relationships. But you could ask Connie any questions that you may have
mm-hmm.
about any of these topics.
When you meet with clients, is the issue of geography and privacy, is that one of the issues that comes up a lot when you're talking to marriage issues? Is that a big deal?
It may, and also when you're talking to adolescents and their parental relationships, it may. Every situation is different. But what I'm trying to do here is just show people how widespread boundaries are. We have them all over in our lives,
mm-hmm.
and we may not think of them as a boundary, but they are.
All right, geography, privacy, and this one, again, it just easily transitions into the next one for today's discussion, moral standards and ethical behavior, boundaries put on that. And we'll wrap up our discussion today with Gidi after this timeout.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
All right, welcome back to the show. A seminar is being held by The Growing Place in the months of February and March, an eight-week-long seminar from 6:30 to 8 o'clock every Thursday for 8 weeks. If you want to learn more about the seminar, the cost involved, it's good for couples. It's good for individuals as well. You can contact Connie Nicholas at The Growing Place. Her number is 518-5859. We also have Gidi Hansen, who is a marriage and family counselor with The Growing Place. And if you have issues that you'd like to discuss with somebody who is a real professional in this area, whether it has to do with certain types of family-related issues, marriage counseling, relationship issues, maybe addictions that you might have, to get some help from a Christian perspective, although it doesn't have to be a Christian perspective, but really as a Christian myself, and you know, I would recommend that if you needed to speak to somebody to help out with an, you know, with maybe a errant child or maybe a difficult relationship with your marriage or anything. I mean, just because we're Christians, it doesn't mean we don't have issues, you know. And so she's a good person to go to. Gidi Hansen's number is 588-0448. You can just Google The Growing Place, Chico. You'll find their website address, or go to tgplace.org. We've discussed today, Gidi, geography, privacy, and moral standards and ethical behavior is what we're at next. Standards and ethical behavior. What are the boundaries we deal with here?
I immediately think of the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
I think of the Bible. I think of what the expectations are of God on us.
They're really harsh. Not harsh. They're difficult.
They're impossible. Really, I mean, to keep perfectly, and that's, of course, why we need the Savior and why we need Christ.
Well, but the difficult part, you know, we talk a lot about how Jesus, you know, freed us from our sins, but he made it more difficult to abide by his word. Now, think about this for a second. Back in the Old Testament, it said, don't commit adultery, don't kill, don't do this, this, or this. Jesus says, even if you think about those kinds of things, it's a sin. Even if you think about it.
Right.
So Jesus made it more difficult.
Made it about the heart more than the action.
He made it, because I think the people probably, there was the man who came up to him and said, I've obeyed all the commandments. I haven't cheated on my wife.
Right.
I haven't killed anybody. I go to church. I abide by the Sabbath. I don't covet anybody's wife or their ox or whatever it is. I've done everything. And Jesus said, that's still not good enough.
Yeah.
He made it harder.
Well, what he said was, if you're so in the habit, this is my interpretation. Mm-hmm. He said to him, sell all your possessions and give to the poor. Mm-hmm. And the subtext of that is, if you think you're so in the habit of obeying God, God is giving you a commandment right now that's personalized for your life. Go sell everything. And if he had really been keeping all the commandments, he would have said, yes, my Lord. And done it.
That's a good point.
So the Lord wanted to show him, you're not a commandment keeper, you're a commandment breaker, and you need to find out what that means for you.
So another way, well, the issue is we're all commandment breakers.
We all are. And the point of the ten commandments is, number one, to bring us to Christ, and number two, for us to learn that it's the Holy Spirit resident inside of us that helps us to keep the moral standards and the ethical behaviors. It can never be our own efforts alone.
Yeah.
And that's the key of the Christian life, is allowing more and more space, more wider boundaries for the Holy Spirit, and more narrow boundaries for my flesh, mm-hmm. so that God can operate through me and help me and actually enable me to keep the commandments, because there's no way I'm going to do it on my own.
Is there a, when you talk about moral standards and ethical behavior, privacy, any of these things, any of these, if you want to call them temptations, is there any way in which, when the seminar is going on, where it's a process of getting to perfection, or as close as perfection as you can get, because none of us are going to attain it? Or is this, or is it almost like it has to stop immediately? Or is the change in behavior in accepting boundaries, does it take a period of time to get there?
Yes, it does. And those who try to do it suddenly,
they fail.
End up becoming very difficult to live with.
Mm-hmm.
Because a person can become very harsh if they suddenly wake up to the fact, you're violating my boundaries, and you're violating my boundaries, and you're violating, and you're my new boundaries, and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. We can become impossible people to live with. And it's all a process. Mm-hmm. Everything in life, if for me, is a process. It's not something, I did it, it's done, and I'm finished with it.
Yeah.
We're all a work in progress.
I know I had an aunt who tried to give up smoking, and she couldn't do it. Just couldn't do it. And she died of cancer. But I remember talking to somebody else who said it was a process. It was a weaning of cigarettes. I couldn't get rid of it immediately, but I was able to go from one pack a day to one pack every 2 days. And I was able to go to one pack a week.
Yes.
And I was gradually able to winnow it off. Is this the way that we're supposed to approach these type of things?
I think it's a good strategy.
Uh-huh.
And you know, different people may have different strategies, but that's certainly a good one. Like when I'm teaching my clients about boundaries, I try to have them focus on just one or two major areas, mm-hmm. and, you know, learn what it's like there and then expand.
You talk about ethical behavior here.
Yes.
The boundaries of ethical behavior.
Yeah, our morals are our standards, but our ethics are actually what we do with our standards.
Gotcha.
So ethical behavior would be, if I say thou shalt not kill, am I, you know, promoting X, Y, and Z? Or if I say don't steal, am I a thief?
We're going to have to continue this next week. We're out of time. Gidi, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for joining us, everybody. If you want to get a hold of Gidi Hansen at The Growing Place, her number is 588-0448. There's also a special seminar taking place this month and next month. Go to tgplace.com to learn more about it. See you next week.